Hello, and thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast, coming to you after an exciting day of action at the World Athletics Championships here in Oregon. Over the next few minutes, we'll relive the best moments from the day with the help of our commentary team here at Hayward Field.
Well, the first gold of the day was secured by a Peruvian, Kimberly Garcia Leon, making it a double triumph, adding the 35K title to the 20K crown she won so magnificently earlier on in the championship.
She will be champion once again, Kimberly Garcia Leon, over 35K. Unbeatable, as she was a week back. Over 20K today, over the new race distance for the world's best female walkers. 35 kilometres behind her. Victory for her yet again. Second place coming through. It's been a fabulous effort from Katarzyna Zebor of Poland. She took silver a week back. She takes silver again today.
This is Mara Yamauchi. I'm with Kimberly Garcia Leon, the winner of the women's 35K race walk. Kimberly, you've won two gold medals. You've smashed your national record. Congratulations. How was it?
I'm very happy. This is the second time I walk 35 kilometers. I improved my personal best. Very happy to bring this joy to Peru, and hopefully more success will come.
Great work by the woman who missed out on a medal last year in Tokyo. Kelsey Lee Barber made history for the Australians, the first woman to successfully defend the crown. It was a monstrously big throw, and she knew the minute it landed, she was just about there. Oh, yes! That is massive! Oh, Barber could well have just delivered the knockout blow in this final. The best throw in the world this year, and it's the perfect time to do it. 66.91. She has one hand on a successful title defence. That was brilliant from Barber.
I'm certainly enjoying this. I am taking it all in. I am enjoying the fans, the stadium, the moments, and really letting this soak in. When you get to this moment, there's so much happening, and there's, it can be gone before you've even realised it. So I think take a moment to breathe, take a moment to look around, and really be in the moment to enjoy it. It's exactly the same practice that I have on the field when I'm trying to throw my javelin. I'm going to get my best throws when I can just live in the moment.
Their second gold here in Eugene, richly deserved. Shaunae Miller-Weibo, representing the Bahamas, arrived here having already become the World Youth, World Junior, World Indoor and Olympic champion. The outdoor crown was the only omission. No longer, she swept to gold and completed the set. Paulino is trying to get in the mix for the podium. And while she is coming past Williams, it's going to be all gold for Miller-Weibo. The record breaker, the history maker. Paulino takes the silver, Williams the bronze for Barbados. Incredible from all three of them. But at last she completes her set of global golds. The first to do so. The Bahamian flags are flying high. She must now surely go down as one of the all-time great 400-metre runners. She's irresistible to watch. She hit the front after 150, held on beautifully round the second bend, and once she was into her stride, there was nothing to separate her from another golden moment. Her collection of golds is complete. Mission accomplished for one of the greats.
That was almost a carbon copy for me from Tokyo last year. Shaunae Miller-Weibo, conservative in the first 200. She did have all those athletes outside to aim at, and I did think that might help her. And she hit the front with 100 metres to go and pulled away. And Marilady Paulino, fantastic running there in the closing stages to get herself back up into the medals. But like Doha, Paulino came in as the fastest in qualifying and then had to give way to Shaunae Miller-Weibo for the title. She has indicated that this could be her final 400 metres at a major championship. She said she wants to enjoy her final few years, maybe have a go at 200, maybe multi-events, inspired by her husband. But Shaunae Miller-Weibo Imperia. She's had injury problems this season as well. She said there's been struggles. She said she's not in her very best shape, but she was really hoping that her shape was good enough, and it certainly was.
This was poetry in motion here from Mila Wiebo, completing this incredible collection of global golds, which no one has ever done. World youth champion, world junior champion, world indoor champion, Olympic champion, and now at last, after two silvers, the world champion.
Think about the athletes she missed out to. Lost to Alison Felix in Beijing in 2015, Nasser in 2019, and finally, Shaunae Miller-Weibo. She secured the gold medal.
The men's 400 final was truly intriguing. Mike Norman crashed out in the semis in Doha and was off the podium last year. He was desperate to make amends, and he did, despite the fast finish from Kerani James. It was a first individual global gold for Norman, a huge sigh of relief and a big smile on his face.
Kerani James is putting pressure on Michael Norman as they move into the final 100 metres. Kerani James, Michael Norman, Matt Hudson-Smith, and here comes the world record holder, Wade Van Niekerk. Michael Norman digging deep in front of this Hayward Field home crowd. It is going to be Michael Norman from Kerani James, from Matthew Hudson-Smith. What a run for Mike Norman. Such pressure. He was tense in that last 100 metres. He came under immense pressure from all sides, but he'd saved something for that last 40 metres. Rye Benjamin, his training partner, the silver medalist, the first to congratulate him. These two ran collegiately together, and they have transferred into these senior ranks so fantastically. But Michael Norman, when he's failed so many times before, he has succeeded. What a run under this pressure.
You get the feeling he needed that, Michael Norman. He was the fastest man in the world in 2019 and was bitterly disappointed not even to make the final in Doha. He came under massive pressure from Kerani James, who has now completed the set. A champion in Daegu with the gold, a bronze in Beijing, and now a silver here in Eugene. He was rocking and rolling towards the end, but he hung on really well as the pressure was coming from champion Alison. All three of the medalists will be over the moon, I think, with how it's finished. Kerani James, remember, in silver, has come back from the death of his mother, trying to come back to top form after getting Graves' disease. But all the plaudits and the congratulations belong to Michael Norman. I think he'll feel like he's got a monkey off his back here, because everyone's known for 3 or 4 years that he's got the talent to become a global champion. He failed to do so in Doha, he failed to do so in Tokyo, but here perhaps, when the pressure was even more intense, because the crowd were desperately willing him to get that gold, his nerve held good, and he had such composure in the last 80 metres, Hannah, because Kerani James came up on his inside and could have taken it from him. Norman could have wilted, but he didn't, and that's why he deserves to be the champion.
Our sport is beautiful, it's wonderful, it's pure. The effort that these men have put in through the rounds, through this season, and your podium is full of so many stories. If there's any athletes out there struggling, that trying to come back from hardship, Michael Norman underperforming in Doha, underperforming in Tokyo, converting it to a gold medal. Kerani James with his massive health problems, years away from the sport, coming back for a silver medal. And Matt Hudson-Smith has shown tremendous promise since such a young age. It's taken 8 years for him to truly realise his potential, and he's finally done that this season, and he's got himself on the podium. That was a race for the ages, full of stories, full of drama. And I'm so delighted to see Michael Norman finally take that gold medal, much like Shaunae Miller-Weibo. Mixture of joy and relief. And great to see those emotional scenes for Great Britain and Northern Ireland's Matt Hudson-Smith and his bronze medal. But never write Kerani James off. And a word on Wade Van Niekerk as well. He was up in a medal position with 50 metres to go and just slightly tying up. But we've got Jenny Meadows, world 800 metre medalist, down on the infield. Jenny, what did you make of that men's 400?
Hannah, that one had everything. Michael Norman, we all wanted to see him get that gold medal around his neck. Like you say, so many stories. But I've got to say, Matthew Hudson-Smith, exactly what you said, Hannah. So many young athletes, when you think it's never going to go my way, he's been so, so talented, promised so much. He's physically been able to do it, but he's really honest. He said mentally he's really struggled. He doesn't believe he's there. He doesn't believe he would ever to get on a podium. It's so, so nice to see those raw emotions when an athlete finally achieves that. And I think we've never needed an instant medal moment so, so much as we did. All those three men getting those medals, absolutely wonderful to see.
The greatest moment of his young career so far. And now that he has got his first global title, I just wonder how many more will come.
And he was under pressure, Michael Norman. So often he's been unchallenged. USA's, he ran away from everybody. Prefontaine Diamond League, he ran away from everybody. A slight bit of pressure for Matt Hudson-Smith in the semi-finals yesterday, but that didn't really matter. This was the big occasion for Michael Norman, and he had as much company as he's had all season as they came off the bend. Karani James had pulled up on his inside. Matt Hudson-Smith was running supremely well to hold him off. But Michael Norman just found a tiny bit extra in those crucial last 20 metres. And no one can begrudge a champion when they've come such a long way over so many years. Michael Norman, see that relaxation, that focus, that takes mental composure to say, don't strain, don't reach for this. Take yourself away from the moment and the occasion and just execute what you've done time and time again in training. And he did that supremely.
You know, this is something that you aspire for, you know, a world individual medal. I'm speechless, you know. I think this is going to be something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life because of how difficult it was for me to just achieve this goal. My pro career, it's been a very long journey, a lot of downs. You know, huge disappointment in Doha and then a huge slap in the face after Tokyo. So it's just been a very long journey to kind of be where I'm at right now. And, you know, I think I just spent that time just thinking about all the hardships and everything I had to do to get to this point. So, you know, I'm really pleased with, you know, performance. And, you know, I'm never satisfied, but I'm ready to just kind of, you know, elevate and become a better athlete. And now I truly understand what it takes to be, you know, an elite athlete at this level. So I just want to be better. And, yeah.
After all those difficult times that you described, did you ever think this moment was never going to come?
I don't think the moment was never going to come. It's just I was losing my patience for sure. You know, I was getting really frustrated with the race and practice, but, you know, I just had to really stay focused and dialed in. My coaches and my support system have really helped me, you know, be that way. So, you know, I never lost motivation or faith in myself. But, you know, I really have to give a huge shout-out to, you know, the people closest to me who've kept me, you know, on the right path and kept my head straight because, you know, there's been a lot of rough moments throughout this career. And without them, you know, I probably would never become a world champion.
That was a fine, fine run from Norman. It's not the quickest we've ever seen from him, but definitely the most significant. He's a global champion. The women's 400 hurdles final brought a superb climax to an incredible night of athletics. The only real question was how fast. Sydney McLaughlin had broken the world record here in the US Championships last year and this year. She swept past Dalila Mohammed, who, by the way, is the second fastest woman in history behind McLaughlin. Even at 200, you knew the American was going to win. The only question was, what would be the digits and could she smash her own mark? McLaughlin goes in lane 5. Ball just inside her and McLaughlin pulling away from the Dutch woman. Remember, they're both undefeated this season. And we've got Mohammed going fast on the outside, already past Woodruff and closing down on Ryzarkova. McLaughlin's gone storming past Dalila Mohammed. Femke Bol trying to get in the mix for a podium finish. But this is about McLaughlin and it's about the clock. Remember, they are the three fastest we've ever seen. And McLaughlin is in front by miles. 51.41 is the world record. This is utterly staggering. Take a moment to savour this. We're watching a once-in-a-generation athlete performing at the peak of her powers. And it is a new world record. Femke Bol takes the silver. Dalila Mohammed the bronze. She has smashed the world record. How could she be that far clear from the second and third fastest athletes ever? We may never see her like again, and we should savour every single second of this. What Warholm did in Tokyo last year, McLaughlin has done and then some here in Eugene. We knew she had a chance to break the world record, but to absolutely obliterate it is extraordinary. Sydney McLaughlin goes down in history as one of the all-time great athletes of any event, over any distance. How could she do that to such a high-quality field? She's beaten the defending champion. She's beaten two women who have never been beaten by anyone other than her, and she smashed them all. McLaughlin with the performance of the championship, and a moment that will never, never be forgotten. They say feel the glory here at Hayward Field, and she has, and thanks to her, so have we all. What a night for Sydney McLaughlin. A once-in-a-generation performance from Sydney McLaughlin, and the magic digits, 50.68. We did have our first world record and the moment of the championship. McLaughlin on top.
I'm just beyond grateful. All the glory goes to God. Honestly, I wouldn't be here without him. That wouldn't have happened without him. I have such an amazing support system and team here, and it takes a village. I've just been the vessel. So for my whole family, for my whole team, this is just a win. And I'm just so grateful to be able to be a part of this process with them.
You would see when you were standing on the podium, yeah, the margin of the victory. Were you surprised by that, or is this really what you expected to do with the world record?
I just wanted to execute the cleanest race I could, and I knew in doing so we would be able to go under 51, and that was my goal. I wasn't focused on any other lane, anything else. I just wanted to execute my race cleanly, and I think that was why we got the result we got today.
That is every bit as impressive as Warholm's world record last year in Tokyo.
It truly is. And when you think, we know that Sydney McLaughlin is streets ahead of the rest of the world in women's 400 metres hurdles. She knows that. It's still stressful. You still got to come and compete and perform. But to push yourself day in, day out, when you're Olympic champion in a world record, Sydney McLaughlin has gone straight back to training and tried to find those extra 1%, those extra 10% to push herself on. You forget she got married this year, Sydney McLaughlin, as well. She's not had a simple year. She's had lots of personal goals going on within her athletic goals, and such a professional executing just a race for the ages.
There is no such thing as perfection in sport. There can't be, by the nature of what it is. But that's very, very, very close to it.
Sydney McLaughlin said after USA's, when she ran that fantastic time, that world record at the time, she said, it wasn't the perfect race. There's more in the tank. And we, of course, we believe her. She knows her body. She knows her stride pattern. She knows what she's capable of. But that much better? Did even she believe she could do that? And if Sydney McLaughlin walks away from this and says that wasn't the perfect race, then I'll be flabbergasted. But hey, ever the perfectionist, I'm sure that what's propelled her to these tremendous performances, and hopefully will keep her in front for many years to come.
And with that gold and the gold medal won by Mike Norman, the USA go up to 9 moments of perfection, 26 medals in total. Ethiopia with 3 golds, Jamaica have 2. So we're back to morning sessions and evening, because the big guys are coming out. 10 events for the decathlon. They get underway local time at 10 to 10. Got heats of the women's 100 hurdles, qualification for the women's long jump, and then we've got the heats of the women's and men's 4x4, triple jump final, men's 800 final, and we'll round off with those 2 4x1s. I hope you've enjoyed it tonight. You rarely see perfection on the sporting field, but we did. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics, it's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.